Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
What a beautiful breakfast, Phil.
Beautiful breakfast. Eh? The producer is back.
The producer is back, and not only is she back, but she's provided... This is our first early morning
show. I think we're going to do it weekly.
It is now. Booked in every week. Beautiful breakfast. Thank you, producer.
Yes, very nice.
Now, it is also the South Australian... greatest coverage of the Lawn Bowls.
It is.
And what's happened?
Well, personally, we are 4 from 4, Rick. I was more concerned about
your predictions, which weren't totally accurate.
Not too bad. One wrong out of the the local scene. But we are equal top. We play the side that's equal top with us this week, Hawthorn at Hawthorn.
Or could be wet.
18.5 mils of rain on the... We're playing on the grass, so it's doubtful, isn't it?
Well, it could be because that's very close to Colonel Light Gardens, and that's where my daughter is, and they cop plenty of rain there.
And more rain to come.
Yes.
Anyway, getting on to the local bowl scene, Rick.
Yes.
Tanunda played Newry at Tanunda and beat, and Newry beat Tanunda.
And you said Tanunda. That was an upset then, obviously.
Yep, that's the first one.
Yep.
Freeling going down to Angaston quite easy, 61 to 134. Yadunda losing to Lindock, which I predicted, 77 to 113. And Kapunda, the top of the table, Kapunda played Mount Pleasant and got over the top quite easily, 114 to 70.
Kapunda just keep on keeping on.
This week, Rick.
Yes.
If it goes ahead, Kapunda play Angaston at Angaston this week. Well, so it'll be top of the table.
Bit of a test.
Be a big test.
Who are you picking?
I'm going to tip Angaston, I reckon. Angaston will probably knock them off. It's probably at home.
That's a big call.
Big call. Mount Pleasant play Tanunda. Tanunda easily. Lindock play Freeling. Lindock easily. And Newry to beat Yadunda quite comfortably in the other match.
Well, there you go.
Just quickly, just mentioning the skips that have not lost a game is Jono Voigt, Adrian Green, Wayne Williams and Ian Ellsworthy are only the four there that are undefeated thus far.
Very good. Very good. And it's good to see you consistent with your Wednesday afternoon.
I didn't play this week, Rick. As you know, I was in your old hometown of Wyala.
You still got beaten, though.
We did. So it made no difference me being in or out.
Well, that must say something.
I'm glad you checked the results there, Rick. I've got you all over that, haven't I?
Oh, look, I'm right into lawn bowls.
Now, speaking of being into it.
Yes.
Local cricket. I have all the stats in front of me here.
Go ahead. Rick, tell the folks.
Googled them last night.
Angaston versus
Tanunda.
Yes.
Angaston 289.
Greg Bain.
One of our favourites, Greg Bain. Couldn't buy a run last season.
Could not buy a
couple tons.
Unbelievable. In three digs, isn't it? Cricket, well, sport itself is such a sort of fickle concept. Last year, as you've just said, could not make a run. He's had three digs, 113, 32, and now 135.
Yep. And in that match, Rick, Dylan Abernett, 4 wickets.
Yes.
And Trent Gers, son of Chris.
Yes.
The great Chris Gers.
Yes.
4 wickets as well.
Unbelievable. That will be, it's a big call, but you'd have to say if they go ahead and play, I find it hard to think Tanunda will get 289.
Bit of dampness under the covers of the pitch.
Well, there could be.
Just seeping in.
And the surrounds.
Bit of sweating.
It is. Now, I shouldn't say this because I do have a number of Angaston friends.
Oh,
the chance.
That's a loose comment.
Two.
Name them.
Hang on. That's going beyond the pale. I will admit, Angaston do have a bit of a reputation for wanting to look after their cricket square and surrounds.
Oh, yeah.
If you ask me right now, there's 2 chances of playing at Angaston tomorrow, Nunn and Buckley's.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They don't like playing if it's slightly damp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. So I would say that will be a draw.
Okay. Well, Light Pass then played Lindock in the next match, Rick. Light Pass, 1-4-5.
Yes.
Lindock, 1-2.
Yes.
Now, there wasn't very many big scorers there because 1-4-5. MacArthur made 36. And 3 wickets each to Claridge and Dalliston for Lindock.
I would think that Lindock should get those if that game goes ahead.
Trent Burge should be due for runs.
It's at Stockwell. It's a lovely ground, lovely
beautiful
pitch, but I'm not sure of they've got covers, but yeah, again, the same sort of thing. Yep. So wait and see.
Sandy Creek,
an amazing game.
6 for 279 declared.
6 for 279
versus Newry.
Yep.
And your mate, Mr. Hankey, 104 NO.
I tell you what, the Rooster batted very, very well. He came. It was a sort of even Stevens when he came in.
Oh, this is a game you umpire?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
They lost a couple of early wickets, including first time in my umpiring career, given a poor bloke out LBW first ball of the match. He was so plumb. He was dead unlucky to get such a magnificent ball. It swung back in, hit him in the ankle, foot. I appealed. It was that. Hankey came in and he batted very well. He's not afraid to hit big balls, but he plays correctly when it's appropriate.
Yep.
And he turned that game around completely.
Okay.
Well, I mean, talking about Greg Bain being in form. I mean, the Rooster, how's this for a season opener? Well, he made in the first game 64 against Tanunda, 76 against South Gawler, and now 104 not out against Newry. Good start to the season, isn't it?
Yep.
With the NO, that's a pretty useful average.
Yeah, he's whacked the average up there.
Well, it's over 100.
Gilbert Valley versus Greenock is our next match, Rick, we're going to discuss.
Yeah,
Gilbert Valley only making 112.
Greenock.
Old Rooster Hankey just about made them on his own.
He did. And Greenock, 3 for 42.
3 for 42.
Gee whiz, you wouldn't pick that in a fit.
Gilbert Valley, Norman made 36.
Yeah.
And for Greenock, their wicket takers was Vern, Burchard and Fowler.
Yeah.
Two each.
It's at Saddleworth. And again, it wouldn't surprise me if that game doesn't get a takeoff either. But... we'll find out on Sunday morning.
Saddleworth, probably not as much rain out that way. I don't know.
I don't know.
Although I came back from Wiley yesterday, it was
pouring.
What would you say, pouring?
Yeah. So, while we're on it, we didn't mention it, but a wonderful performance from Jake Birchmore, 154 not out against for Malala against South Gawler. Batted all day.
There you go.
1-5-4 not out. He can play.
Is there two Birchmore?
Yes, Matthew.
I reckon it was Matthew that made the 1-5-4. I think you'll find, Rick.
I don't think so.
I've got an M Birchmore written down on mine.
We'll
work that out after the show, but it was definitely a Birchmore.
I'll just pass the printed notes over there and see what do you think there?
M Birchmore.
How many?
Oh, hang on. No, I have. He made 44. You win.
Could you just say that again clearly for our listeners? Anyway, very interesting local cricket at the present time.
Yes,
very interesting indeed. Could not pick the top from the bottom because they haven't played enough games.
That's right.
And there's been draws in both rounds so far.
Yep.
And this week could make it even more.
It's not a true indication yet.
At this point, you're correct. Right on the money. Right on
well,
the
that's
money.
Our local cricket wind up.
It is.
Sponsored by Chris Gerd.
Now, you've got very briefly, because we're going to.
Very briefly.
Local footy. Just the Sturt footy
the
team
Sturt
again.
The Footy Club, alias Tanunda. Henry Voigt, 10 league games.
Yes.
Captain of their reserves flag in 2017 is now a Tanunda player as well, Rick.
Yeah, I heard that they're going to wear the teal and...
bit of blue in their Guernsey, to make them feel at home.
Well, I reckon if they have the blue and just put TFC in the middle, then they probably could get jumpers from Sturt, you know.
Oh, I think it'd be a bit harsh. Three players, Rick. Two more to come. Two more two more recruits to come.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
And one, I believe, is an ex-local that's been playing down at Central's.
All right.
And what I've heard. So
now, we'd better keep going. Well, briefly, this morning, sensational news. at Australia into the T20 final.
Unreal, Rick. Hey, hey, you're all over this. The man that hates T20 has been all over it.
Well, the only thing I want to say is this, right? Interesting, I reckon, observation from afar. Pakistan started as favourites.
Yes.
Australia beat them, right?
Yes.
Guess what? Australia batted second. Guess what? Australia won the toss and chose to bowl. England started favourites in the other semi-final against New Zealand. New Zealand beat them. Guess what? New Zealand won the toss and chose to bowl.
Well,
I reckon the advantage in batting second in a big bash 20 over, you know, slog, a huge advantage in a game to win by batting second. My prediction, New Zealand versus Australia, final, World Cup final. Whoever wins the toss will bowl and win.
Oh,
there you go.
Get all your money it. On that, listeners.
All over it. Wow. And while we're still on cricket,
yes,
it's got to be, it could be the joke, I reckon. Ian Chappell reckons that Khawaja, the in-form player of the Sheffield Shield competition,
made a couple of tons.
Made a couple of tons and the only made 70 on a pretty difficult track in Brisbane this week. And Ian described Khawaja's chance in discussing whether he should be back in the test team is that he's a good player against mediocre bowling, but against real bowling, I don't think there's much future there.
Wow, big statement there by Chappelli.
But if ever there's a classic reply, Khawaja has replied by saying, well, if I'm going to listen to anyone, I'm going to listen to his young brother, Greg. Chappelli's not even the best player in his family.
Is that the joke of the day?
Well, it's not, a ripper, isn't it? But it could be. What a classic. Oh,
that is a classic,
comeback.
Isn't it?
Eh?
It's a beauty.
It is.
Not even the best player in your
not
family.
Even the best player in the family. Now, while we're on it, and we're not going to discuss the whole thing, very difficult. I would not want to be picking Australia's test side, particularly since they're only going to have a giggle warm-up game. The players that are likely to be in the test team, obviously playing in the T20, won't have a Shield game to play.
Yep.
But the thing that intrigues me is that, as we've discussed occasionally, there is no form to guide us with.
Mm.
I wouldn't be surprised now, after Matthew Wade being named man of the match this morning, that he's back in the side.
How does he look with that moustache? I know it's November, but oh, my God.
Yeah, but anyway, so it is interesting. The other big trouble is they've got no openers. I mean, you can argue Warner's statistics against England have been atrocious. And
he
Harris
made a lot of runs.
No, and Harris hasn't made. He's failed again yesterday.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Now, you know, you could argue, if you're going to entertain Khawaja, that he could open. I mean, you bear in mind, Chappelli is a bit hard. He's got a test average of 40, and he's played about 40 tests.
I love that.
He has made most of his test runs also in Australia.
Okay.
So you could back Khawaja as the other opener or bat him at six.
Oh, that's Travie's spot, though. Six,
well,
isn't
I think Travie's on his bike.
What? He's making a mountain of runs.
Well, he away from Karen Rotten, he hasn't made any.
What?
And he missed out yesterday. It was a good ball, I will admit. You know, whether you play anybody, gee whiz.
What about Henry Hunt? He's making a mountain of runs.
Yeah, but he's an opener. He's not.
Well, let's open with him.
Oh, I don't know that he's ready to open.
No,
but
probably isn't.
There
I just
you go.
Brought that one in. Alex Carey, no good either.
Alex Carey, I believe that if Tim Payne is unfit, Carey will get the Guernsey. That would be
They've always been a Matthew Wade, haven't they? They're all over Matthew Wade.
Well, you know, I mean.
They love him. He's about 43, isn't he?
The big trouble is that no one is consistently making runs for that number six spot.
Yeah, exactly.
You could say Nick Madison would have to have a chance. Well, anyone with a name who's batted.
Is that Green? Is he in it?
Oh, yeah, he'll bat five. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. He's so good, isn't he?
He is a very good player. You know, the other person who we're totally dependent upon who's missed out is Labuschagne. Oh. He hasn't made any runs, but he's certain to play at number three. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Do we have a joke today, Rick? I know we've had the...
We do.
I love that Kawaja. That's a ripper. I'll
be using
that.
Well, that could have been the joke. But this is pretty classic as well, I reckon. It's evidently a true quote from a previous famous golfer. It was the walrus, Craig Stadler, the 1982 US Masters champion, who said, "Why am I using a new putter? Because the old one didn't float."
Yeah, that's very... You're two from two today there, Rick.
Yeah, well, we're... It's
a bit of a roll.
I think it's the inspiration provided by the producer being
back.
Oh, wasn't
it beautiful? Eggs and bacon and sausages and... Oh,
so we'll do the show next week at exactly the same time. Is that right? She's just out there shaking her head.
Yeah. I think this was a once off.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. Anyway, so...
anything else you got?
I think we've covered...
I reckon we've covered everything.
...the plan of attack. So at last, we're finishing on time.
We are.
So until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.